Hey, what's great, family? Please excuse the background noise. I'm on the road, but I just wanted to really share this thought with you. Growing pains is a real thing. Growing pains are necessary. And one of the perfect analogies to even get this started is when you go into the weight room, when you work out, when you exercise. One of the greatest lessons in that is that when you're sitting here and you're lifting weights, you're doing bench press, you're doing squats, you're doing your biceps, your triceps, your curls, or everything like that. When it's new to you, your body will ache, your body will be sore. And what happens is it might be a soreness and an aching that you may have never experienced if you haven't did this type of work, or if it's a new type of workout, or if it's a different weight that you are pushing, a heavier weight. But anytime you challenge your body this way, your trainer, your coach, or anyone that's giving you guidance is going to tell you to keep pushing. That instead of deciding to take a break and not return to the weight room or to the gym and wait weeks, they're going to tell you to get back in. They're going to tell you to stick to your regimen, to your routine. And routines can be working out 4 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it may be, but you will never hear them say, oh, it's okay, just, you know, come back after your soreness goes away. That's never the case. In the circumstance where we're talking about growing in this physical sense, we do not wait on our soreness to subside before we get up and go again, before we lift another weight, before we increase the weight that we're pushing, before we advance, right? Because the process of growing with strength, the process of building muscle mass, right, or even the process of losing weight when we're doing this exercise, it requires us to be consistent. It requires us to constantly show up, even if it's a little bit challenging, or if we still feel sore or hurt from our previous work. I share this analogy with you to say again, growing pains are necessary and they're required. So growing pains don't only happen in the physical sense. It also happens in a spiritual sense, a mental sense, an emotional sense, right? It happens with addressing challenges, seeing it through, being resilient, being persistent in the challenges we face in life. Growing pains happen in the school, it happens in the community, it happens in the household, it happens at your job, your workplace, it happens everywhere. And it is not even masked, but it just shows up in numerous ways. Another way that growing pain can show up is when you seek to create change and when you seek to create new habits. When we are on a journey to create a new habit and to become a new variation of ourselves, a better variation of ourselves, the old habits that we have experienced will always hold on. Those old habits do not die easily, and they do not let go. And so in the midst thereof of creating this new habit, this new variation of ourselves, and committing to a new routine, there will be some type of growing pain. And that pain does not, again, have to be a physical sense, but it can be hard to let certain things go. It can be hard to cut foods out of your diet that you used to, that you love, that have become a habit, that have become some type of comfort, right? Because it's literally like a ritual now to eat this certain food. It may become hard to cut out how much time you watch TV. It may become hard to cut out and give time, for instance, to cut the TV out, the technology out, and pick up a book. And so with this, it's not necessarily a physical sense, but it's like a mental, an emotional, it's a spiritual sense to put yourself in order and get out of old routines and rhythms and create new ones. So in that essence, that is a growing pain. I just want us to realize that we can't stop growing just because it will be challenging. Just because we may face our own internal opposition, or we may face literal external opposition, people that may see us creating change in an environment or in a culture, and they're so used to the way it used to be that they try to stagnate this new energy and spirit in which you are bringing to this new to this environment. So no matter what the case may be, from external to internal opposition, we have to stay focused and locked in and know that inside of our progression is growth. But with growth comes pain and challenges as well. Lastly, be encouraged when you are truly making a shift in the environment you are a part of, your household, your job, your workplace, your team, I'm talking about your sports team, whatever. Be encouraged. Though you may have things or people that come and get you that attempt to derail the growth of this place, this environment, be encouraged to keep going. Even though it may not be people that come against you, but you face challenges that seem to be great and vast, keep going, because this growth, those challenges, will lead to growth. And they will lead to you constantly elevating who you are. And as you elevate who you are and what you do, you also elevate the places you enter into. So keep your mind, keep your heart, continue to grow and take on those pains. And when it hurts a little bit, when you're sore a little bit, instead of waiting for the soreness to subside and waiting for the soreness to leave, show back up and put the work back in and push more weight. With that being said, I say peace and love, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.